Now, a forest in Peeblesshire has been spared from the axe. The Scottish Land Fund has confirmed it's awarded a grant of close to £600,000 to help a local community group buy the 140-acre woodland. John Hart is a member of the group that put the bid together, the Friends of Broughton Now, and he joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning.
So take us back. This all started in lockdown, didn't it, when you were all walking in the woods and walking dogs?
Yeah, that's true, Laura. I was walking there every day. It was just on our limit, 5 miles, I believe, we were allowed to travel. And as I walked around, I got chatting to the owner of the woodland, Christopher Lambton, and he came up with a plan that we could increase the amenity of the woodland if we got a wind farm grant. So we applied and got that. I threw in my bit. I wanted to increase the biodiversity of the woodland. So we spent the £16,500 that we got from our SSE wind farm on improving the amenity, putting in more paths, putting in ponds. We had a very generous donation of a hide, and I made and put up loads of nest boxes, so we had this dual sort of role.
Wow, and it was a commercial forest, wasn't it? That's how it had been operating before.
It was planted in the 1980s by Major David Balfour Scott, and he had a vision of a commercial woodland but softened by deciduous hardwood. So he had, it wasn't totally planted up with conifers for felling, so it's got a very nice basic aesthetic. And he made a pond and he left some meadow areas, so it's always been a nice area. And then Christopher Lambton, the present owner, as the woodland started to mature, began to a felling procedure, which has really added to the aesthetic. He doesn't clear fell. He's used a single forester, Billy Swan, and he just thins irregularly. It's called a regular forester, I think. And it's really opened the woodland up. And that's where the biodiversity bit comes in. Because it allows natural regeneration of rowans and holly and ash and things that they're all growing up in the thinned woodland. So it would have been a disaster if it had been just commercially chopped down.
Yeah, so you have now got this grant from the Scottish Land Fund. What will that mean for this woodland?
Saving it, or we have saved it from the axe. We've still got to have a management regime. I would very much like to see the way it was managed by Christopher just extended, if that's commercially viable as a sort of community owned management plan. But there's a lot more we can do in the woodland. There's a lot of community potential. There's already a green ash chair making base in an old quarry in the woodland, and Peter Young, who runs that, has got a large yurt, and we've used that for educational events. We had
lots and lots going on. And just very quickly, the dogs like it too. It's become a dog walking venue.
Well, yeah, the dog walking thing is very significant, mm-hmm. because that was obviously the hook that
that brought you all together.
Really does bring a very diverse and friendly group of people together. Yeah. It is a really nice community there.
Okay.
So every dog walk you do, normally add 15 minutes on because you're going to bump
you're chatting.
In.
Oh, lovely to hear all about it this morning, John. Thank you so much.
Across Scotland, with the latest news.